Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And hello to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
So
we have, this is crazy. We have winter storm warnings for Connecticut and the Berkshires, but a winter storm watch in New York.
Well, it's because they're being more cautious.
Well, we just don't know the track of the storm. It's as simple as that. And if the storm hugs the coast, then it looks like even our listeners in New York will get very heavy snow. I'm sure they're going to change their tone with the storm warning. Mark my words. But the storm right now, the parent storm, is in Iowa. It will get to Ohio, weaken out. A new storm will form on the Virginia coast, and then that will eventually wind up in Maine. How it gets from the Virginia coast to Maine is the question. If it, again, stays very close to the New Jersey coast and Long Island, the heaviest snow will definitely occur northwest Connecticut on north and west. If it stays a little bit further off the coast, the heaviest snow will still be basically over Connecticut on northward to Vermont, New Hampshire. We are thinking that the snow will come in by tomorrow morning, the snow through the day Wednesday night, and at times a wintry mix. I'm leaving that in with the possibility of this storm hugging the coast for a little while tomorrow evening. Snow wintry mix will taper off Thursday. Total accumulations, as far as I can see, 8 to 14 inches. And again, 8 inches, folks, if we get mixing, 14 inches if we do not.
Wow. Wow is all I can say.
Yep. So I'm tired, and I have my work cut out for me. And, you know, this comes on the heels of last Friday's storm, back-to-back.
Which, by the way, we still have people in Connecticut, not many, but in New York. A lot of people are not getting their power back till tomorrow. And with the onset of the storm, it makes it even more vital.
Yeah, well, are they going to get their power back tomorrow with the storm?
Well, that's the whole thing that you're hoping they're going to. But this has been absolutely amazing, Pat. That's all. That storm, which dumped various amounts of snow into areas, affected everybody. The wind, I have never seen the wind affect so many different areas. It affected people here in Connecticut that got 8 to 10 inches of snow, people that got only 2 inches of snow. In New York, it affected people the same way. It was such a constant wind. And the damage that was done to telephone poles, Pat, is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it was. This one will have wind, but not to the degree, but half of the wind that the one had on Friday.
Is it going to be a heavy, wet snow, or is it going to be a fluffy snow?
No, it's going to be heavy, wet snow.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's the bad thing about this time of year. That's the bad thing about this time of year. It's very rare you get that light, fluffy, easy to move around snow.
No, this is going to be heavy, wet snow, and you know it'll be coating trees and make the trees heavier, bringing down more power lines. So this is not going to be pretty either. And again, even on Thursday, we still have snow showers and we still have flurries on Friday.
What's interesting about this is that you get a heavy, wet snow after you have the windstorm that we had, and you say to yourself, the trees are already stressed from the wind, the ones that didn't come down. That's the whole thing. They're already stressed. Now they get whacked with 8, 10, 11 inches of a heavy, wet snow. The ones that are ready to come down are going to come down again.
Yeah, this is, as I said, this is not a good situation. So
when should the snow start?
It should start by tomorrow morning, I would say around this time.
All right. Will it be light, or will it pick up intensity right away?
Right now, it looks like it will be light, and the heaviest part of the storm should be Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night. So that would be the heaviest part.
All right.
I guess you're staying put tomorrow.
The whole thing, you think that I think that they'll probably cancel school. Because they won't take a chance probably letting people out around noontime. Because how much snow do you think would be on the ground by noontime?
I would say a couple, 2-3 inches.
2-3 inches, all right. So they could possibly get away with it, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's as you know, it's the school buses that dictate what's going to go on because of the liability there. But again, this is it amazes me how in 2018, it's 24 hours before a storm, and we still don't exactly know where the storm's going.
Well, that is the amazing thing with all the technology that's out there. And it's hard for a lot of people to understand that. But all these storms aren't. That's the whole thing about our climate and how people can deny climate change. Gosh, Pat, remember we used to talk about the possibility you had that thing of a hurricane, wintertime, a hurricane hitting New York. Remember that years ago?
Yep.
These storms now, these bombogenesis storms, are becoming normal. We've had two already this winter.
That is correct. Yep, absolutely. So again, yep, the extremes are now the norm. You're right, and they all do develop. And this one is going to develop just as as much. But now, again, like a top, is it going to spin closer to the coast or just offshore? And we should really know that answer tomorrow morning. I don't even think we'll know it this afternoon, but I think by tomorrow morning we should know the answer. At least the storm will be there, so we could be watching it and seeing what it's doing.
And there's a block, so it's a slow-moving storm as well, right?
Yeah, this is not going to be a fast mover, so that's one of the reasons why there will be a lot of snow, especially across New England. And again, I would not rule out blizzard conditions.
For everybody.
Well, not so much along the coast, but especially for our interior sections of New England. Yep. And, remember, blizzard conditions, folks, doesn't necessarily mean snow falling.
It means you can't see.
right. That means quarter mile visibility for three consecutive hours with winds of 35 miles an hour. Again, the snow doesn't have to fall. It's just going to be blowing around, reducing visibility. That's what we mean by blizzard conditions. I think people, when they hear blizzard, often think like, oh, my goodness. That means, it's like a hurricane. The snow is going to be that much heavier. Not necessarily. Yeah. Just means visibility is down.
And I went through blizzard conditions after that snow that came in into work the other morning when for about 25 or 30 seconds, the wind was so strong, you couldn't see really the hood of your car. And that's what blizzard conditions are, except they're for an extended period of time, not just for 30 seconds.
Right, exactly. So a lot of watching and waiting, no doubt about it.
All right. Well, with that being said, hey, did you know that what's her name who won the best actress for the Three Billboards lives in Ulster County?
I did not.
Yeah, Ulster County, New York. And the person that had a song in that movie lives in Greene County, New York.
Really?
So we had a double win with the Oscars. I didn't realize that. We had a double win.
Well, that's pretty cool.
For our listening area. I didn't realize that either. And I'm still amazed that I saw, simply because I can't stand politics on TV and I watch a lot of movies, I saw all the major award winners. And how about the ratings for that, Pat? It was down 20%.
Oh, you're kidding. It was, huh?
Down 20%.
Why did they think it was down?
I think because I just think that people don't watch as much TV things like that as they used to. There's so much out there to watch, and the general climate. There's a portion of the people that don't want to hear all the political stuff that's brought up and stuff like that. And so I think when you add up all the competition that it has, I think they're going to have to start streaming it on the internet and also on services like Amazon and Netflix to get more viewers. I think if they did that, they'd get more viewers.
You're right. And, the other thing is that it's not like the Tonys. When you watch the Tonys, the Broadway stuff, I mean, it is just one big entertaining show. This is not that entertaining. I mean, aside from the people coming out singing the songs and the video collages, that's it. I think they need, I know it is Hollywood and it is the movies. But I think that's what they need to do. They need to inject a little more entertainment into it. And I think people would tend to watch it. Although, I don't know, Marshall, look at the movie, The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
About Ringling Brothers. Okay. That hit the movies, around Christmas time.
It died.
Exactly. Because people today are not into musicals.
But also, it was available. You can watch that on online now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, online watching, is absolutely amazing. It's funny. So somebody came into my house yesterday and they said, "Oh, by the way, I got the movie. I just haven't popped it in yet. It came yesterday."
Oh, okay.
Your movie arrived. It did come. Yeah. I just haven't popped it in the CD.
Yeah, well, there's two discs, so it's not that long. 40 to 45 minutes per each part one and part two. I think you would be best sitting down this weekend and make sure you have some refreshments, sit down, watch it, laugh, and you'll see some of the things that I pointed out to you that bothered me about the actual filming. But I'm trying to correct all of that now so we could do away with it next year.
All right. Just pop it up on the internet. Pat Pagano Productions.
Yeah.
PPP, there you go.
Right, PPP.
A logo.
Triple P.
I'll make you a logo for Pat Pagano Productions, PPP.
I don't know, Marshall. I don't know. I have my hands full with the weather right now.
I know. It's just unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Well, I want you to enjoy the pre-storm, Pat. I want you to knuckle down and tell us. So we're going to get at least a foot here if things go right.
That's the way we see it.
The bottom line, folks, if it might change, but right now, we're not talking, we're talking around a foot here.
Yeah, so a lot of snow, folks. I hope you have all the things you need in the house.
And possibly more.
That is true.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, hey, your long-range forecast called for an interesting start to the March. It's correct.
To say the least, yes.
Going to get winter, and we're going to get half a winter in 3 weeks.
Really? That's what it looks like.
Amazing. All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow and keep us updated on what's going on.
I'll keep you updated. Not a problem, Marshall.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.